bums a dime in your prime, didn't you?
People call. All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I'll open up the phone lines. I want to get into a little more detail about this Wilson Fish thing so you understand it. But the biggest problem, Donald Trump knows about this. He has slowed it down to the best of his ability. It's trying to implement this extreme vetting. Now, refugees can be identified as refugees under three conditions. Number one, if they are fleeing religious persecution. Number two, if they are fleeing a war-torn country. Or number three, if they are fleeing from a natural disaster. When these refugees come over, they need to be categorized according to one of these three criteria. And most of these refugees coming in here are Muslims. Now, the mainstream media says we don't need to know if they are Muslims, Christians, Jews, or who they are. Well, I say we do, because if they're not being persecuted for being Muslim, then they don't need to come over here. Not to mention the fact that if they're over there and they're happy, like I said last night, practicing Sharia law, what do they want to come here for? You know, think about this. Would you want to, if all of your friends and neighbors and relatives and your business or your, you know, everything you've worked for and done all your life is centered into, you know, Tripoli or Aleppo or wherever it is, why would you want to come here? I don't get it. So, or, you know, if there's a war on and you're fearing for your life, you know, move to the safest place, realistically speaking, that there isn't a war. But what we're doing is we're offering these people a candy store. Well, I'll tell you what, if you get on a plane and come over here, we're going to give you free food, free lodging, free income for life, free Social Security benefits, you know, everything free. Well, why wouldn't they come here? And again, I have to mention, why wouldn't they be upset? Because we are part of the reason they're in this mess to begin with. Think about that. So, with that, arm yourself with the information, folks, as it pertains to your state. Go to your state social services website and see the number of refugees and the dollars that are being spent on them. Now, you can get your state plans on your state's website. The end game is the protocols for Agenda 2030. It used to be Agenda 21. Remember that? Well, they've changed it. It's now Agenda 2030. They plan on implementing no borders by 2030. It dissolves all borders, a one-world government system. They want to do away with American exceptionalism. We are about to lose our freedoms and liberties and be conformed into a third world cesspool, folks. Now, I'm going to get into a little here about this Wilson Fish thing, because when I read this, I was shocked. All right. Now, this is the website Refugee Resettlement Watch, and there's an editor's note. One of the primary purposes of the Refugee Resettlement Watch is to educate the readers about how the complex refugee resettlement program of the U.S. State Department and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, or the Office of Refugee Resettlement, works. When you have a basic understanding of how it operates and how it may have been changed from its original legislative intent, you, RBN listener, brother and sister, will be much more effective in demanding accountability for the taxpayers of your state and others, including the refugees, who will be impacted by this program. This is a state's right issue. When they bring in under Wilson Fish, you know, these refugees, nobody even knows where they're violating our sovereign state's rights. Now, if you live in one of the following 12 states, you should be paying close attention to how the program is run in your state and begin questioning whether the federal government has the constitutional authority to pass off a federal program to a nonprofit group which effectively eliminates or nearly eliminates any state control of how the state tax dollars are spent. If you live in one of these states, Alabama, Alaska, Colorado, Idaho, Kentucky. Wait a minute. Alabama, Alaska, Colorado, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Nevada, North Dakota, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Vermont. Those are the 12 states which Wilson Fish has been enacted. Now, what is Wilson Fish? There are three ways in which the federal government disperses the 8 months of Federal Refugee Cash Assistance, or RCA, and the Refugee Medical Assistance, RMA, funds to eligible refugees. These funds are disbursed through a state-administered program or a public-private partnership program or a Wilson Fish alternative program. The Wilson Fish alternative, so named for its congressional sponsors, it was added in 1984 as an amendment to the Immigration and Nationality Act. The amendment authorized the Secretary of Health and Human Services to implement alternative projects for refugees. It says the Secretary shall develop and implement alternative projects for refugees who have been in the United States less than 36 months, under which the refugees are provided interim support, medical services, support services, and case management as needed in the manner that encourages self-sufficiency, reduces welfare dependency, and fosters great coordination among the resettlement agencies and service providers. Now, does that sound to you like a temporary thing? Interim support fosters, let's see, coordination among the resettlement and encourages self-sufficiency, reduces welfare dependency. In other words, that's why these sponsors are supposed to find them jobs. But under the auspices of what the kind of questions that they're asking when they're coming in here, it certainly doesn't look to me like this is a short-term thing. The Wilson Fish Amendment was initially introduced as part of the FY 1985 Continuing Resolution on Appropriations in October of 1984, when Senator Wilson introduced the amendment, number 6965, and he stated very clearly that the specific intention of this amendment is to encourage refugee self-support and employment in California, a state which consistently receives at least 22% of all incoming refugees. Wow. A disproportionate number of refugees end up on welfare rolls. The language in this amendment will allow alternative approaches to this welfare dependency cycle. In contrast to the specific intent of the Wilson Fish Amendment, the U.S. Office of Refugee Resettlement has unilaterally and without legislative authorization used the Wilson Fish alternative to continue resettling refugees in states where the state has decided to continue or discontinue participating in this non-mandatory federal program. So it's not mandatory. The state can say, "Oh, we don't want anything to do with it," but they're sticking them in your state anyway. And then they're not telling you who they are, where they are, what kind of diseases they have, or how much money they've got. Isn't that wonderful? See how much the federal government loves the individual sovereign states? It just warms my heart. Doesn't it yours? I mean, this is lunacy, people. Am I alone here? And am I you know, on another planet, or am I thinking along the same line? This is crazy. To take people from a completely different culture in a bipolar relationship with our culture, place them in here, and turn them loose with whatever diseases they may have, and give them carte blanche everything they want. I mean, what other country on this planet does that? Is there even one? The U.S. Office of Refugee Resettlement website states that the purposes of the Wilson Fish program are to increase refugee prospects for early employment and self-sufficiently. Good luck with that. You bring a guy in here that's got a communicable disease, that doesn't know how to speak the language, and doesn't have a car. how are you going to get a job? You ever go into a Department of Human Resource? You ever got laid off for a job? And, you know, you go in, you sit down, you talk to the counselor, and the counselor says, well, all right, what'd you do last, you know, how long you been without employment? What, do you have a car? Do you have a way to get back and forth to work? And you're answering all these questions. You know, imagine yourself working in the human resources department and somebody comes in like this and sits down. First of all, you can't communicate with them because they don't speak your language. So you get an interpreter and you ask them, you know, do you have a car? No. What have you done in the past? Nothing. I was a terrorist, or I blew up, you know, I was in the war, whatever. You have no job experience, no nothing. And these people are assigned, you know, these agencies are supposed to be getting them or helping them to get jobs. What kind of job? What kind of job do you have for these people? What kind of job is there for these people? It just doesn't fit in our society. To promote coordination among voluntary resettlement agencies and service providers. They're promoting, they're coordinating this. So I guess what that means is promoting coordination among voluntary resettlement agencies. What they're doing really, and I can visualize this. They've got this whole block of cash out there because they're implementing this program, and you throw enough cash at anybody, and they're going to come after it, right? I bet you there might be at least one person out there among you guys even that if I said, okay, you know what, Gertrude, I'm going to give you $1 million to set this up and bus these people coming in from point A to point B. Would you do it? You know, if you're getting $2,500 just to pick them up from the airport? I guess my point is maybe none of you would, but everybody has their price, and especially these agencies that come out. Oh, you know, we got 50 of them that are coming in. Let's see, 50 times 2,500. How much is that? That's 25,000. That's be $125,000. Yeah, I'll do it. That's what they're doing. To ensure that refugee assistance programs exist in every state where refugees are resettled. Well, my question is, what states, if any, are they not being resettled? Because as far as I can see, they're coming into everybody's state. You know, next question I have for you folks, how do you feel about this? Do you like this? Are you comfortable with this? You know, I mean, this, to me, this isn't a racist thing. This is a safety thing. You know, not so much for myself, because I can handle myself. I'm not going to go off on a rant like Alex Jones does, for crying out loud. And I'm an older guy, too. But, you know, I can hold my own. I'm more, you know what I'm really concerned about, folks, with what I've read here? I'm really concerned about the ladies in our community. Very concerned about that. I'm concerned about their safety. You know? And going out at night. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about right now. Going out at night, you know, there's some strange characters hanging out in front of Fry's at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night when I, you know, every once in a while I'll go in there because I ran out of tomatoes or something, you know. I'm concerned about the safety of the ladies of our country. Oh, I'm not going to go off on a rant here. Okay. The last purpose added by the federal agency is not supported by either the language or the intent of Wilson Fish statutory language. So why did Congress feel that there was a need to add an alternative program like Wilson Fish? Well, Senator Pete Wilson from California, no less, was the Senate sponsor of the Wilson Fish Amendment. And when he introduced the amendment, he stated very clearly his concern about the high rate of refugee welfare dependency. Well, if that's the case and they're so concerned about that and they're making a big deal out of it and they're putting it in their legislation and they're putting it in their paperwork so that they put out publicly, why is it that behind the scenes they are asking these health questions to these people, prompting them to ask the questions to get them on Social Security benefits that your taxpayer dollars are paying for? Doesn't that sound just like the government? I could be wrong. I don't know. I hope so. Anyway, according to the latest data available... Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. High rate of refugee dependency combined with a high number of refugees being resettled in the state. Now, Pete Wilson's concerns were well-founded. The Center for Immigration Studies follow. Don Barnett, who had been researching and writing about issues related to refugee resettlement, he noted that, and I quote, According to the latest data available, a federal study of refugees who have been in the country 5 years or less, the unemployment rate for refugees was 21%, which I believe is very low, compared with 9% for the U.S. population of 2010. 26% were dependent on cash assistance. I believe it's more like 90%, but, you know, we'll go with their figure. 63% were in food stamp. 63% of these people are in a food stamp program, folks. You know who pays for that? And, of course, 48% were on Medicaid. Half of them are on Medicaid, folks. Medicaid pays for all their medical bills. Or short-term federal refugee medical assistance. You know what, though? If you're an American citizen with a Social Security card, okay, and your name's not Muhammad, and you go into the hospital, like just happened to my grandson just the other day, my grandson fell off the happy bars or wherever they are at the park, and he broke his clavicle. They want money right up front. They don't hand us anything. Or you could go with Obamacare, you know, and pay through the nose for that. But if you're them and you come over, they're just going to hand you carte blanche with our taxpayer dollars. Isn't that wonderful? How does that make you feel? Let's see. Okay. 63% were on food stamps and 48% were on Medicaid or short-term federal refugee medical assistance. The Federal Welfare Program, SSI, is a good indicator of long-term welfare dependency rates. It is generally a lifetime entitlement and usually includes Medicaid and or other services. Well, now, if they're refugees, they're only going to be here for a while until things get better over there in their country. Then why is it that they're on programs that's a lifetime entitlement? And why are they given Social Security cards? And why are they given passports? Does that make any sense to you? Does it sound like they're speaking with forked tongue here? Medicaid and other social services. The federal study of arrivals over the previous 5 years found that 11.6% rate of usage, about 2.5 times the national average. Most of this cost is borne by the federal taxpayer, i.e. you. How come somebody else? Can anybody else step up to the plate and volunteer to pay for this, right? I mean, I'm not in a place where I have to pay taxes anymore, but I know a lot of you out there do, and you're paying for this. You're paying for your own demise. You're paying to have, you know, to not be safe in your own neighborhood. You're paying to have to keep a close eye out, like Dave when he called in, when you're going to the grocery store, especially if it's at night. They're taking the money from you. But programs such as Medicaid have state cost components as well. Now, here's a good one. How do states decide if they want to be a Wilson Fish state? How do states decide? Well, let's see. The United States Office of Refugee Resettlement receives the application and decides. The scope of services available to refugees from a Wilson Fish program is similar to that of a state-administered refugee resettlement program, which in turn is similar to regular domestic public assistance programs. The state's voluntary resettlement agencies and other nonprofit refugee resettlement organizations may apply to initiate a Wilson Fish program. You know, think about this for a minute, folks. With the economy the way it is, and, you know, we've been, call it a depression, we've been at least a recession for how long? The economy's never really recovered from this. So I'm going to give you a couple of thoughts. All right. Many people that I know are without a job. They need jobs. Or if they get a job, they get a part-time job. It looks to me like all you have to do is set up a nonprofit organization, claim yourself to be one of these public assistance programs, and go get a grant from the government for $2-4 million and, you know, haul a refugee or two. Why not? Everybody else does it. You know, all these people are making all this money doing it. We're going to go to a break. All right. Let's see. Got Mark in North Carolina. Mark, I'll pick you up after the break as soon as I get back. Be back in 3. Michael Herzog from Mark. We can stick around more.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO,
herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. You know, I wonder how many of us out there really understand the gravity of what's going on. And even worse, the Kool-Aid drinking mainstream media watching Americans probably don't even know this is going on at all. With that, Richard in Louisiana, or is it LA? I'm going to take you second. Mark in North Carolina, you're up first with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing?
Hey, Michael. Doing great. Hope you are. I want to kind of step back for a minute and take a look at the bigger picture. I believe the people that they, the New World Order, Albert Pike type, have been so blatant the last few years that people, like you had mentioned, have they noticed? I think they actually did notice because Donald Trump was elected. Regardless of what you think he's doing now, the people saw what was going on, and they rejected the New World Order candidate, Hillary Clinton, and so they turned to Trump. Okay,
I agree. Go ahead.
Okay, and I believe that the New World Order is panicking. Now, they have plans, but they have, you notice how they had plans for 2021, Agenda 21.
Yes, well, and they moved it to 2030. Good point.
Right. So things weren't working quite as well as they were hoped, so let's push the date a little bit farther. Now, you look at Albert Pike, World War, just for easy math, let's say World War One started in 1915, and 25 years from there, World War Two started in 1940. Well, 25 years from there is 1965, or no, and you look at the Six-Day War, you look at the Cuban Missile Crisis in about 60, the wars with Israel fought in the Middle East. You've got the 79 was the Iranian hostage crisis. And Bush in 1990 is the New World War. We will be successful. It will happen. Okay, and that was 1990. You're talking another 25 years from there. You're talking 2015. And mm-hmm. we're coming on 75 years since World War II. Do you really think they expected that they were going to wait 75 years?
No, I didn't. No, and in answer to your question, no, I don't think so. And I think that, yes, you're right. You know, there's been some monkey wrenches thrown in their plan. And, you know, I don't get me wrong. I still have hope for Trump. And there's things that he is doing domestically that I agree with. My biggest concern with Donald Trump is who he's surrounded by. And also that little son-in-law of his, I've got a big question mark on my head for, you know. But he did drop the amount of refugees coming in here from 110,000 to 50,000, and I think he's abreast of what's going on. The problem is in the swamp in which he's fighting, Mark. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
To the greatest extent. I mean, I realize that's what I mean. I know it's really bad, but I think they are panicking because they see it's not gone the way they had planned it. The best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. Okay, they wanted a Tower of Babel. It didn't happen, you know. They want a lot of things, you know, that they're not going to get. So, or, you know, there's a good chance they're not going to get. And
well,
you can see
it.
Get it,
but they're going to be in a big fight for it, I'll tell you that. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're already in a big fight, and that's why they keep pushing. That's why it's taking so long, and it hasn't happened, and they keep pushing the dates for it because they are in a big fight, man. And they're, you know, there's no, they don't have a guarantee. They think they're going to win, but it's not guaranteed. I can promise you that, you know.
No, so I agree.
Just a little different perspective that it's not going along. They planned something way before now, so just keep that in mind that it hasn't happened yet, and they certainly intended it to happen way before now.
But the reason it hasn't happened yet, Mark, and I think you'll agree with this as well, is because of people like us that can see through their BS. And, you know, and Trump will give credit to the alternative media. That's a big part of why he got elected. So if it wasn't for us, if it wasn't for Jones, if it wasn't for all of the people out there that, you know, don't have the rose-colored glasses on, Hillary Clinton would be in office right now, you know?
Yeah, and see, they were panicking so bad, she was like, let's push it to 500,000. Let's bring them all in right now. We're not... Our plans are not coming to fruition like we had hoped, you know, and so I believe they're panicking. So I know, I understand, yes, we have a big trouble with what's going on, and it could be very bad, but I think we have to kind of look at from their perspective. Well,
and I agree with you, but, you know, from a protection mechanism, I'm concerned about our own population, and like I said a few minutes ago, especially the ladies in our population, because us men could take care
absolutely.
Of ourselves. Yeah. Anyway, listen, I got to
You're right.
Break.
I agree 100%, man. But I, you know, just kind of think that, you know, it might not go the way they had planned, you know.
I appreciate it.
They hadn't seen it yet, and they wanted a long time ago.
I know. Okay. Coming up on a break here, thanks for the call, Mark. I'll bring
thanks
Richard
thanks,
from.
Mike.
Is it Louisiana, Richard? Richard?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to a break. I'll bring you up right after the break, Richard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Let's go back to Richard in Louisiana. What's on your mind, Richard? How you doing?
Well, good evening. Thank you for having me on. I'm going to refer to the Declaration of Independence and the last few paragraphs. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only with repeated injury. Wilson Fish... the decisions in Nevada and in Hawaii, the repeated abuses that have just fallen on deaf ears. Michael, I'd like for you to give us an answer. I don't think there is one other than violent revolution. I'm left here despaired. The show tonight is leaving me sick. What can I do? I petitioned my my representative, absolutely worthless. Call up Talk Radio. Okay, maybe I'll get to vent a little, and perhaps I'll feel a little better. Other than putting somebody in jail, what can we do?
Well, at this juncture, first of all, I wouldn't be picking up a gun yet. And I can empathize and understand where you're coming from here. And as we speak, you know, I'm also paying attention to this trial that's going on in Nevada with the Bundys. I participated in the conference call with Sheriff Mack tonight for a good 45 minutes. And John had read an article on his show earlier today about how rigged the whole court proceeding was. So it's obvious that the chokehold is coming down on us. I guess, you know, the good news is this, and the last caller that called in, Mark, you know, the good news is this, is that they're panicked because they're pushing as hard as they can. Hillary wanted to open the borders and send 550,000 of these in, okay? But it's the backlash that's backfiring in their face. And my projection is this. If they continue to do this, and by the way, Trump's aware of this, and I think Trump is trying to put a stop with it. Well, he is with these executive orders and trying to get it stopped and reversed. Now, I've heard here today in Arizona, it was on the mainstream Arizona channel, that there was a, what do they call them, one of those dreamers? It's a dreamer that comes here, and they're not citizens, but they've been here for years or whatever. They actually deported this guy. So Trump is cracking down. As I said, Trump is in a swamp. He's fighting with swamp creatures, but he's trying to do, you know, what he promised he would do. And if he only gets, you know, 50% of it done, then, you know, we've at least stalled them. But I will say this, that if they continue to ratchet this up and these, you know, dishonorable judges keep, you know, turning down his executive orders or blocking his executive orders, the backlash is going to hit them because it's going to reach a point when the public wakes up and realizes that they are in danger, that these two religions, which is by design, not religion, Islam and Christianity, when what's happening in Sweden and Germany and France and Europe starts happening here, that's when the blinders are going to come off, and you're going to see the real men stand up, Richard.
With all respect, Mark, so what? They're already letting them in, and we're doing nothing. I don't see it, Michael. I don't see the American, the fat, dumb, porno-soaked, sports-saturated, pleasure-seeking American public waking up until it is too late.
Well, on that, I don't quite agree with you because we did see enough of a change made with the, you know, Kool-Aid drinking public to get Trump elected. That was a step in the right direction. We got a long way to go.
I agree, yeah.
Okay, we've got a long way to go, and I wouldn't want to be him in the middle of that fight. And I understand why he said what he said about this, you know, this Assad supposedly. I understand he's playing politics. Donald Trump knows that Assad didn't gas his own people. He knows that, okay? But for some reason, of which I'm still working on the answer, he had to say that. And I think he had to say it as a form of a, maybe a sort of a political compromise, I'm not sure, and maybe to get the left off his back, at least for the time being, which has had an effect.
Yes.
But, you know, you don't know what's going on unless you're walking a mile in his shoes. As I said,
Michael, not only that, we don't really know what's going on anyway. We're getting nothing but lies from the media. Thank God there are people like you and RBN that get some of this information out. But, I'm one of these pessimists.
Well, let me ask you, while I've got you, Richard, let me ask you this question,
yeah,
and also the rest of the listening audience. A friend of mine came over this afternoon, and he asked me, I guess he had gotten an email or he'd read an article or somebody called something, I don't know, but he said something major in the financial world is supposed to happen on the 27th or next Friday or something where, you know, they're wanting him to buy silver and gold and buy it as fast as possible. And I couldn't think of anything.
Today the guy on the radio said it's going up to $200 an ounce.
Well, I couldn't think of anything possible that would be that big of an issue unless it was the BRICS Nations agreement that had decided to take all five of their economies and start get rid of the dollar and start trading in their respective currency. That would make a hit. And that would be something.
That would be a world war, Michael.
Well, that's, again, Richard, you know, taking a step back, I believe that that's why these people are so panicked and they're frothing at the mouth for war. And I'll tell you why. Because yeah. if this is correct, and I'm just speculating on what he said, that's the only thing I could think of that it could be. But, you know, the only thing is going that is going to stop these people from being exposed for all their crimes would be a world war. Because they're going to get, they're already being found out. They're already being investigated. They're already, they know that they've got the public that is waking up. Their days are numbered. Hillary is down to her last shell. Hillary's got so many crimes against her, and so is Bill, and so is Barack, okay? And people are starting to find out. So, you know, they have to pull something to, you know, to create a bigger event to, you know, give me an example. September 10th, 2001, Rumsfeld comes out and says there's $2.3 trillion from the Pentagon. Okay? That's a big deal. It was going to be investigated. The next day, the same people are investigated get blown up with a missile in the Pentagon. Right? Mm-hmm. But the point is that the event was so much larger, you forgot all about the 2.3 million missing out of the Pentagon. And that's the same thing happened.
And it seems history has proven that it is. That's the corollary. The world war.
Where are you? Are you in the suburbs or are you in the country out there in Louisiana?
I'm in the suburbs of New Orleans, and this was Leave It to Beaver. I'm in my 50s, and I grew up in Leave It to Beaver, America. This is a third world. We're not at the poverty yet. The crime has increased. The demographics have drastically changed. You go to the malls, and I'm like you, I don't get out a lot, but I occasionally will find myself out in the malls. And I am becoming a minority in the land that I grew up in, and literally a foreigner in my own city. And the multicultural, it just can't work. It's designed to not work. So
right,
I wish I was more optimistic, Michael.
I know. Their plan is to balkanize it, and RBN and other good networks out there are trying to stop it. I got other calls. I got to let you go, but I might leave you with one thing, Richard. Don't pull the gun out yet. Okay.
It's totally okay. All right.
Thank you. Let's go to Ed in Utah. Ed, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, lousing show as usual.
Can you get closer to the phone or turn up your mic a little bit? I'm having trouble hearing.
Is that a little better?
Go ahead.
What I wanted to say about one of the things that President Trump could do, and a lot of us are still on the sidelines hoping that he does this anyhow, but, you know, he talks about the military and being for the military. To me, it's a now or never year, Mike, in that on June 8th, coming up on June 8th, will be the 50th anniversary of the destruction or the attempted destruction of the USS Liberty.
Right.
He needs to honor the 34 American soldiers and Marines that were killed aboard the Liberty that day. What a double strike he could do there, Mike. By the Israeli lobby would go ape, you know it. They wouldn't stand for it if they had any intelligence in advance that he was going to have a Rose Garden ceremony for the memory. But you see, Mike, it's got to happen. Because you see, 50 years, there's only going to be one 50th anniversary, and it's this year. He's in office. This will be a big moment, a big telltale moment, just how much power Kushner has. Thwart him. But you see, he's under this promise to the military as well. And there's a lot of folks in the military that do want this day honored. It would also set back the power of the lobby, of the tribe that's pushing him in his foreign policy where he's getting into some trouble. What do you say to this?
I totally agree with you. As a matter of fact, I had a caller that called in that was inviting me. He's in Arizona here, and there's a memorial or an event happening here in Arizona, and he was supposed to call me back and let me know exactly when it was, and I'm going to attend it. So I agree with you. I think that's a great idea, you know. And if I had a contact, you know, platform with Donald Trump, I would certainly, you know, ring his ear with it. You know, our buddy across over in Austin, Alex Jones, supposedly has an ear with Donald Trump, but I doubt he will say anything about that.
Right. Alex Jones had a debate with David Duke last August, and David Duke beat him up pretty bad.
I heard the debate.
And
Alex got a little bit put out over it, you know. So it wouldn't happen through that venue. But anyway, I agree with you. You know, getting it done is one thing; getting the message to him is another. You know, in that call I listened to tonight with Sheriff Mack, the problem that organization is having is getting the message through to Donald Trump about pardoning some of these prisoners that are in jail on these fictitious charges. You know, they're reaching, they're being stonewalled. They went to Washington. You know, they went to Washington, talked to Rand Paul and a number of senators and congressmen, and everybody says, "Oh yeah, I think that's a great idea," but nobody does anything about it. You know.
Well, that's true. One suggestion they can get through to the congressional switchboard to certain key congressmen, King in Iowa, maybe one. Don't know that for sure. And they all have a line to the president. And so, just like we used to have with the late, great Congressman Jim Traficant. Wouldn't it be great, Mike, if we still had a Jim Traficant in Congress?
That would be fantastic, Ed. That would be fantastic. Yeah.
I agree.
They said
they murdered him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They murdered him because they didn't want him running on the Democrat ticket against Hillary this last time out. They haven't even finalized his autopsy there in Youngstown from September of 14 because they assassinated him. It was a pre-assassination. They didn't want him challenging Hillary on the Democrat ticket. He would have run on the Democrat Party lifelong.
I know. Listen, I got to run. I got calls lining up, Ed. I wrote the information down. I got to let you go. I got callers lined up, and I'm running out of time. So good points. I wrote them down, okay? And I'll see what I can do with it. Let's go to Fred in Michigan, and then Gaither in Oklahoma. You'll be after Fred. Fred, you're on with Mike. Go ahead.
Mike.
What's that for? What? Am I going to get it, Fred? What's that?
Well, okay, so the USS Liberty, U.S. taxpayers, so-called, have been contributing corporate welfare to the Saturnalia Rothschild Talmudic State of Israel, right, since its inception. I imagine the Congressional Budget Office would have an ultimate figure for all of that. Recently, I think it was January when I heard this, the YF-35, which was plagued with numerous defects, purportedly, wouldn't you know that Israel would receive an initial installment, I forgot how many, 30, 40 of them. We look at everything going down here, right? And you say they are doing this, that, and the other, okay? When I do some due diligence, as Mike Rivero said, I come up with things like declarations from Maurice Samuel. We Jews, we are the destroyer and shall remain the destroyers. Nothing you, Goyim, can do will ever meet our demands and need. We will forever destroy because we want a world order of our own. The Jewish conception of the Jews as a chosen people, Mark in Las Vegas called Coast to Coast AM last June when George Norrie was interviewing a real brilliant Christian scientist on his book, The Evolution Delusion. And he totally vaporizes the Swiss cheese theory of Darwinian evolution. So Mark in Las Vegas calls in, describes himself as a Talmudic Jew, God's chosen ones, and they and only they are endowed with the neurologic or mental capability to ascertain all authentic knowledge and wisdom. Okay? Well, all right. So they're the chosen people, and according to Nesta Webster, secret societies and subversive movements, the Jewish conception of the Talmudic Jews as the chosen people, who must eventually rule the world, indeed forms the basis of what? Rabbinical Judaism. The Jewish religion forms its doctrine on the Talmud, not the Bible. And then we have a brilliant...
Fred, I've let you go on now for 5 minutes. I've got other callers on the line, and I'm running out of time, man. I mean, I need to have you up sometime where I can give you more time, and I apologize, but I got to let you go, okay? Because, I've only got a few minutes left. I'm going to break, and then I got a couple minutes, and that's it. So, all right, I'll let you continue this, but another night. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Gaither in Oklahoma. Gaither, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, my partner, you got me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, right on. Hey, I was going to call you guys about. I'm a man of solutions, and I don't believe in this. We extrapolate and all these guys with PhDs and BFTs get all these great answers. Here's what we got to do. Right now, every one of us needs to purge. Give all the things that we have in storage sheds and all our stuff to each other, to your neighbor. We can help. We can help ourselves. We can't depend on the government or no one else. Let's help ourselves right now. We have enough geniuses figuring all this stuff out, man, and we're screwed. They're the ones that put us in this predicament. We have no plumbers or no electricians or no carpenters have screwed the world up. So let's quit giving the key to the kingdom, and let's start getting regular people here. And we need to help ourselves.
Let me expound on that a little bit, Gaither. What we ought to do is get all of us together, okay, pool all of our resources, find ourselves a little island somewhere that nobody is possessing, get ourselves a boat, and leave, you know, and let them have at it. What's that?
You know what's really crazy? Is I found a storage, a rental company that went out of business. I bought 3 sailboats, and me and my children are probably going to Bimini. I mean, I love you guys in America and all that, but I do believe we're going to leave. But I wanted to just tell everybody that we can do it. You guys can do this. You can fix it. But I've kind of given up and figured out that we're going to, I know what some little islands are, and I think we're going to have to go find them.
Will you do me a favor, Gaither? Will you call me before you leave? Because I had that very thought just here when the election was getting hot and heavy. You know, and if Hillary Clinton would have won, I was going to leave. Trump bought it. Go ahead.
You know, these rental companies. You know, there's a lot of. There used to be companies that rented sailboats and stuff. They're all went under now. And you guys can. I pick up 4 sailboats for less than $5,000 a piece. They're worth $40,000 a piece. Right now, man, I'm going to leave. I'm sorry, you guys, but I love you all, but we're leaving. My family.
How big
leave.
Are the sailboats, Gaither?
32 foot. The rentals, I've got to get them right now. We got to re-tack them and set them for the sales. But they're all seaworthy right now. I mean, basically. And like I said, I've sold all my property, and I've got my kids talked into this. One of my sons is an accountant, and he's going, Dad, we're leaving, you know what I mean? And we're going to load up my grandkids, and we're going to leave. And I don't know what to say to you guys, but you guys can fight it out and figure it out, but we're leaving, man. Bye, you know?
Have you picked the date yet, Gaither?
My sale of my property should be within the next 45 days, and we're going to refit the boats, and we're leaving on Spokane, hopefully, by September. So that's what we got planned, man. I mean,
I had a listener, very, very, and he turned into be a good friend of mine that I actually stayed with down in Fredericksburg, Texas for a while, Mike Jones, and he left. He's been gone for, 7-8 years now. He left and went to Costa Rica many years ago. And there's a number of people that are doing that. You know, and it might be the only. As I said, but I wasn't talking tongue in cheek because I had serious thoughts of doing that if Hillary Clinton would have gotten elected. And the only thing I'm saying right now is Trump bought us a little bit of time. But I'm not going to say you're on the wrong track, buddy. Not at all.
Well, 4 years ago, I went down to Bimini and I got into talking to people. And amazing or not, you know, everybody doesn't hate us. They hate our government, and they really do. I mean, and people really actually like us. We, believe it or not, white people aren't hated all over the world like we think. They really think that we are ingenious and smart and reliable people. Well, especially when you get around the islands, they respect us a lot. I mean, they really do. But people are, we have this misconception of our world. And you know what? You guys are limited. And people... And you can make do with what you have, but we have to quit limiting ourselves and think big. Come on, let's do it.
No, good points. I wasn't kidding when I tell you when you get ready to go, give me a buzz.
Yeah,
I might rent a ride. What's that?
Well, what I do is I follow the coast all the way around and be with the people, and that's the only way I've sailed. I'm not a giant open water guy. I'm going to tell you what, God gave me the gift to learn how to do this, and what God give us, our gifts, you guys look at it. We need to make store of what we were given, and we got to use these now. This is really important right now. Look at what God has given you, and now use it. That's how we're going to survive.
I agree with you.
I'm not trying to talk.
I stayed off the air for 2 years, and I went back on the air because I did a guest spot with Susan Lindar, and I realized that this really is my calling because, you know, I'm trying to educate as many people as I can. A lot of you guys out there are smarter than I am, okay, and I'll give you that. But I'm looking for those people to bring into the fold that have the cognizance to wake up and, you know, come out of the hypnosis. So anyway, I got to run. Thanks for the input, Gator.
All right, well, anyway, I want one last deal. My grandfather taught me, he goes, the weak give up and stay. And the strong give up and move away. So don't feel bad if you have to leave where you're going to go. All right?
Okay.
God bless you all.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the call, Gaither. Well, that's an interesting concept, don't you think, folks? And I've thought about that, you know, more times than once. I remember back in 2007, I took a trip down to Mexico. I was on RBN. I was doing a report on immigration down there. I stayed down there for a week, and, you know, there was an RBN listener that lived down there that spoke perfect Spanish. And, you know, I thought about it. I thought about going down there then because, believe it or not, they are freer down there than we are up here. There's a trade-off, but there's a lot to be said for living down in a third world country. Thanks for tuning in. Good night. We'll see you same time, same station tomorrow night. Folks, stay out of trouble and have a good night. Bye.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price and I'll keep paying.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.